I don't think the universe was created by the Big Bang. The Big Bang is what the universe does. You know, if I like it, it wouldn't really be accurate to say I was created by puberty. Like, well, I mean, I went through it. It's the reason I'm taller than I was before then. But I wasn't like created by it. So I wouldn't say that the Big Bang created the universe, certainly. But what's the, like, you're trying to say, like, there's a hypocritical.
There is, because yeah. It was kind of hypocritical. Yeah, when you
tell me what
that
was again. Cause it went, I just didn't hear it.
Well, cause the guy earlier said that, you know, he was using the argument that God lives outside of time. God is uncreated. God was there before anything. And then you said, well, the universe is uncreated. You know, I could just say that, right?
Yeah, but we know. Yeah, but you and I both know the universe exists.
Yeah, we're in it. We know it's created. How was it created is what we're trying to figure out. And
it's not.
Well, right now, no. It's a series. I have a few stepping points. You know, it works itself down to tell you why evolution, in the sense that you're thinking about it, most likely isn't real.
Oh, can we just talk about evolution then?
Well, if you only look at it at that one little picture, then you kind of can't get the whole big picture. If you're only wanting to look at evolution itself, then we could talk about evolution all day long and how, yeah, animals still evolve. We see that.
If God created the universe, then evolution would still be true.
It is. I'm not saying evolution isn't true. I even said we see it today. There is forms of evolution, but turning from an ape to a human, that is not the kind of evolution that ever existed.
Well, a human is an ape, and we have incontrovertible evidence that we did evolve from different apes in the past.
Like what? Where is your irrefutable evidence?
Okay, well, what would the evidence look like?
Seeing people go from apes to humans. Where is that unrefutable evidence that you have?
Well, humans are apes.
We are not apes. We are different than apes.
All apes are different from all other apes. That's actually irrelevant. So anyways, so humans have the biggest brains, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if we evolved, we would have had to have evolved from something that had smaller brains than we do today, because we had to evolve our big brains, right?
Or we were just created with big brains.
But we're talking about evolution.
Yeah, I just don't see how you can go from... We've been trying to train monkeys for a long time. And you even with all of the training that we've been trying to do, you would think maybe...
An animal can't evolve into another currently existing animal. That would...
Dang. There we go.
That would violate the law of... No, this is not the gotcha that you think it is. But anyways, let's just focus on brains. So if humans evolved, we have the biggest brain. You can take the various traits that humans have. Our big brains are pretty obvious. We would have had to have evolved from something that's really incredibly similar to us, but had smaller brains, right?
But why would we have had to have evolved? You're saying we had to have. Why would we have had to have evolved?
So I'm telling you that we live in the present, and so if this happened, then I'm telling you the things that occurred in the past. That's what I mean by had to. The way you're talking is like I'm talking about the future. Oh, these are the things that have to happen. No, nothing had to happen. I'm just telling you the evidence has to look like this.
So, okay,
so we would have had to have evolved from something with smaller brains, right?
Looking at it your way, yeah.
Well, that's not my way. I'm asking you if you agree. I don't know how, like, we didn't evolve from something with bigger brains.
We didn't evolve from anything else other than...
Well, then why do I have all of this evidence that we did?
Well, what evidence is that?
Well, can't you see it?
I can see it. You walk me through what evidence we are looking at.
So on the bottom right...
Yep.
Those are modern Homo sapiens skulls with the biggest brains. So if we evolved, we had to have evolved from something that is remarkably similar to us, but with smaller brains in the past. And that's what Homo heidelbergensis and Homo erectus and Homo habilis and Homo ergaster and Homo whatever else and the Australopithecus on here are. The top, the one that says A in the very top left, that's a chimpanzee. We didn't evolve from chimpanzees. They just, I don't know why they put it on there for a comparison, I guess, but there you go. So yeah, I have that evidence. Well, and, you have and much more than that.
So you believe in evidence. If something was proven by science, you most likely believe it, right? If it was proven by science, you most likely believe it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I suppose. But I just want to talk about evolution for now.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say one last thing and I'm out of here. That guy that brought up the ark was disproven. Yes. But I don't know if you've recently known, they discovered King David's house, where his house used to be, the exact biblical location. They found it. And back in, I don't know if you're familiar with Tel Es Sarfi or whatever.
You, what happened? You're off. If you go off the app, we can't hear you.
Tel Es Sarfi is a old Philistinian city where, you know about David and Goliath, the biblical story. They found pottery dated back from Goliath's time with his name on it. They dated it back to his time where he would have lived. So I don't know if that's pretty coincidental or not, but...
There are a lot of historians that don't think David existed. There are some that think he did exist, but his tale was exaggerated and it became larger than life. Could David and Goliath have been real people? Sure. Maybe Paul Bunyan's based on a real person, but he wasn't literally that tall. And the story, I mean, right after George Washington died, there were, Parson Weems wrote this book about him where he told these really obvious lies. The cherry tree story is not true. That never happened. He also said that George Washington threw a silver dollar across the Potomac River. Well, the Potomac River is a mile wide at Mount Vernon. So that didn't happen either. myths, but George Washington exists. It's like if you try to tell the atheist, oh yeah, well I can prove that David existed. I'm like, okay, I still don't believe in magic. Hell, I think Jesus existed. I think Muhammad existed. I think Joseph Smith existed. But I don't believe in magic.
Well, my question is, how can you believe all these guys from the Bible existed? They're finding this evidence that they existed. And all of these eyewitness accounts in the Bible line up.
We don't have any of those.
Eyewitness accounts from the Bible? There are a lot of eyewitness accounts in the Bible.
There are books that say eyewitness account. Buddy, you know that a lot of Harry Potter is written from a first person perspective?
Of what?
Of people in the story. And then Hagrid said
Harry Potter cannot be written from a first person perspective because there's no such thing as Wingardium Leviosa.
There's no such thing as resurrections either.
There is.
Because people book die because books say so.
So what's
you're talking what about people that experience like that are legally dead or whatever, and then they get resuscitated through whatever CPR or they're defibrillated.
No, they don't always get resuscitated through CPR.
You said people resurrect all the time. What are you talking about?
Not all the time, but people have died. They've been dead for a little bit, and then nothing like Jesus, you know, not 3 days, but
the resurrection of the Bible is a miracle. Now, if you're going to say, oh yeah, well, we know these medical stories that don't involve any magic or divine intervention, then it's like, okay, so you believe that Jesus's resurrection wasn't a miracle. You're not even a Christian anymore.
I'm not saying that Jesus' resurrection wasn't a miracle.
Okay, well, magic isn't real. That's what I was saying. And you don't have anything better other than books say so. And you know, you can't say because a book says five people saw it happen therefore I have five independent witnesses. No, if that's how it works, then I'm just going to take a piece of paper right now and say 10 million people saw DeBrickashaw the turtle create the Atlantic Ocean. And you have to concede that I have 10 million eyewitnesses, but you know that that's dumb.
That's not the same line of thought at all.
It is, but that is not. So why don't you believe in evolution?
Because to me, the thought of a Big Bang is a lot harder to believe in than the thought of God creating the world. Think of all the coincidences.
The Big Bang is not evolution. Evolution is organisms.
Evolution comes from the Big Bang. Evolution, everybody says evolution comes from the Big Bang. Now, if you think
there's
about it, it takes a lot more line of coincidences to
Joshua,
believe in the Big Bang.
If God magically created the universe, then evolution could still be true. There's no problem with that.
There is, though, in the evolution that you're talking about.
There is. When I talk about evolution, I'm talking about organisms. If I want to talk about the Big Bang, I'll talk about the Big Bang. If the Big Bang could happen and it could create a universe with no living things in it whatsoever. So Big Bang and evolution are not two things that have to both be true in order for one of them to be true. That's just literally not the case at all. Otherwise, you don't believe in an all-powerful God.
No,
the God you believe in could
though.
Create a universe where evolution occurs.
If
he
I believe
could
in an
do
all-powerful
that.
God, that means I believe in the God that's written in the Bible who created Adam and Eve.
The God of the Bible loses a battle because the warring tribe makes a sacrifice to their God and he beats God. And in another instance, they have iron chariots and Yahweh's like, fuck, I don't have enough mana points for that. And they lose. So he's not all-powerful. Not at all.
He
but anyways, I don't want to have a Bible study. We're just talking strictly logically. The God you believe in can create a universe where evolution happens.
Oh, the God
you know
I
that's true.
I
know that's true. So
I
the Big Bang has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true.
The God I believe in also helped write this wonderful thing called the Bible, and in it he tells us basically that evolution doesn't happen.
Doesn't say that unless you're going to say let them bring forth after their kind and the special creation.
Adam and Eve, you have the rest of the family, and then after the flood, you have Noah.
The flood, which didn't happen,
not a fucking monkey.
It couldn't have happened.
How didn't it happen? The flood happened.
In order for the flood, in order for the flood to happen, in order for the flood to have happened, the amount of heat that would be released would destroy the surface of the planet in several different ways. Unless there's magic, yeah. So if you're just going to say, I believe in magic, then I'll invent a religion right now called Spankyism that says Christianity isn't true. And my magical religion is the only true religion. And you know what? I'll even get a Spanky Bible, and the Spanky Bible will prove that my religion is true.
How do you prove water flowing upward from the Grand Canyon when there's geological evidence of it? Geological evidence. Scientists
You're the first person I've ever heard
proof.
Make that false claim. So what is your
that
evidence?
That is not a false claim. Look it up.
What is your evidence?
Look it up online.
Okay.
There's geological
next time you want to have this conversation, have the evidence because I'm not your secretary. So let's just talk about evolution.
Right,
why is it that all organisms on the planet share DNA if we're
as
not related?
As soon as you start losing, you want to back out. Whatever. Goodbye.
You've changed the subject like five times. Oh, it left. Okay. That was pretty predictable. I did a really good job, though, because it said like 10 minutes ago, I'm going to say this one thing and I'm going to dip out. I usually can get them to stay for longer.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
We come from nothing. That's what theists think, and I think that that's stupid.
So you're a Darwinist?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so then evolution has intelligence though, right?
It doesn't have intelligence, no.
It must have intelligence.
No, natural selection does not require intelligence.
But how does it form them without intelligence to know that it
needs selection?
And who selects?
There isn't a conscious agent selecting. Selection is more like a filtration process in the environment.
Surely selection is a product of intelligence.
We can literally create systems in labs that undergo selection that don't even have living organisms in them.
Such as?
There are chemical systems. I don't know what the name of them is.
But there's a demonstration of
catalysis and autocatalysis. You can have different molecules.
Animated life here. We're talking about animated life, mammals, animals. Insects, birds.
Okay, so there are some animals that have a certain amount of immunity to snake venom. So are they choosing to have immunity? No. Did somebody else choose for them to have immunity? No. It's a quirk of their physiology, which is literally just molecules in motion doing things.
Well, I think it's more than a quirk. I mean, if an eyeball developed, that's one thing, yeah? But for it then to go on and develop eyelids and eyelashes, I mean, where is the knowledge that it needed those things?
There's no knowledge behind it.
So how does it get to there then?
Selection.
But things who selects?
Things that are more favorable have a higher chance, or grant the organism in possession of them higher chances of survival and reproductive success, which changes the next generation by a certain amount.
I think that's just a belief, and it's not really based on fact. I mean, it's hard to prove that. I mean, you could believe
there's
evolution.
There's
nothing
but proof of that. The entirety of the fossil record and genetics overwhelmingly proves this.
But you guys could be painting. I mean, that could be total lies. That could just be an accepted lie.
Anything could be a lie. Therefore, now we have no reason to think anything is true ever.
So why do you so strongly oppose the thought of creation, that it could be a possibility?
Because it offers nothing other than imagination.
But we could say the same. People that believe in creation could say the same about science fiction.
Yeah, good thing nobody believes in science fiction, because it's called science fiction. Except science.
But that's what we're saying. We're saying that a lot of science could be science fiction, and just because it's written in
that we have evidence and you don't.
But what evidence do you have?
Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, common sense.
Common sense is just because you believe in something. Doesn't it actually make it a proven sense?
Based on the overwhelming amount of evidence, such as genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, and embryology.
But what actually, unless you actually done the test yourself, I mean, how can you be so sure? Because it's common knowledge.
John, have you ever been to Norway?
Never.
Does it exist?
But I live close there. Sorry?
Does it exist?
I believe so, yeah. I've met people from Norway.
How can you be so confident? You've never been there.
Because I've met people from there.
How do you know that they're from there? They could be lying.
They could be lying, but I don't believe that.
You just... It's not even funny. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.